In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, reads like this, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Did you hear that? In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. When it comes to the will of God, most of us know what His will is. We know that it is God's will that we love the Lord our God with all of our heart, our spirits, our mind, and our strength. We know that that is God's will. We know that it is God's will for us to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Then everything that we need will be added to us. We know that it is God's will for us to give Him praise and glory, to honor and reverence Him. All of these things are God's will for our life. We know that it is God's will for us to live holy all the days of our life. And when it comes to our destiny, most of us know what our destiny is. Let me tell you what my destiny is, and maybe you can concur with this. My destiny is the same city that Abraham was searching for, whose builder and maker is God. I know it exists. The Apostle John saw it coming down from heaven. Oh, hallelujah. And my journey on this earth is taking me to my destiny, the great city of God, whose builder and maker is God. But God has a purpose for me as I travel the pathway that leads me to my eternal destiny. And that is what most people have trouble trying to find out, God's purpose. Some people call it God's will, but we know His will. So let me just put in the word purpose. God's purpose. Those words echo so often in our churches. If you've grown up in a Christian home, you've heard them all of your life. These two words are so mysterious, so intangible, so hard to grab a hold on. What is it? Why is it? How does it affect my life today? How can I find it? When will I know I have found it? What is it like? What if I don't like it? All of these questions make a simple issue so complex that many people have some negative thoughts and reactions to it. One of the first reactions is that God's will or His purpose seems so intangible that we just give up trying to understand it, let alone seek it or surrender to it. Out of sheer ignorance, we miss the best simply because we don't understand it. Secondly, this purpose of God seems to threaten our own hopes and dreams, so we turn away from it. We don't want God's purpose to ruin our lives and shadow all of those well-laid plans that we have talked about all of our lives. Thirdly, those of a spiritual mindset will weave an intricate maze of mental questions that lead them in frustrating circles of thought. They wonder, what is God's purpose? They question if it's this or that. They exhaust themselves, searching for the purpose of God feels like a desperate spiritual quest. But in reality, it is exhausting, frustrating, and can often lead to despair. Simply put, people who resist God's purpose or deliberately reject it don't understand what it is. People run from God because they perceive Him to be a threat rather than a Savior. They believe Him to be a tyrant rather than a loving Father. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.